Today's digest for July 4th, 2026. 10 items today covering Anthropic's new science workbench and drug discovery push, a pair of sharp debates about Claude's tooling, the state of open source artificial intelligence, and a run of security stories, from the first fully autonomous cyber attack to a 2 million device botnet takedown. It is a holiday here in the States, but the news did not take the day off. Here's the rundown. We start with Anthropic, which has launched Claude Science, an artificial intelligence workbench built for researchers. Announced at a San Francisco event on June 30th, it pulls a scientist's scattered tools into a single workspace, with a coordinating agent that has access to more than 60 curated skills and connectors pre-configured for genomics, proteomics, structural biology, and cheminformatics. It can analyze literature, run multi-step research, and refine figures and manuscripts toward publication. The more striking move came alongside the launch. Anthropic says it will run its own preclinical drug discovery programs focused on neglected and rare diseases. Its stated logic is that building drugs in-house is the best way to learn what tools and models the pharmaceutical industry actually needs. Claude Science is in beta on Mac and Linux for paid plans, with discounted seats and credits on offer for academic and nonprofit labs. Next up, a workflow tip from Simon Willison, drawn from a fireside chat he hosted with Kat Wu and Tariq Shahipar of the Claude Code team. Their advice: stop dictating exactly how the model should work and let it use its own judgment instead. The example was testing. Rather than writing a rigid rule like only use automated testing for larger features, you simply tell the model to use its judgment about when tests are worth writing. Willison extended the idea to cost, following a suggestion from Jesse Vincent. He told Claude to delegate smaller coding tasks to cheaper models and to decide for itself which model fits each job. Claude saved that as a memory, spin up Sonnet for substantive work, Haiku for trivial edits, and reserve the heavyweight model for judgment-heavy tasks like design, auditing, and data synthesis. Willison reports meaningful productivity gains and noticeably slower token burn. Moving on to a sharper critique. John Gruber of Daring Fireball published a piece arguing that Claude's poorly regarded Mac app is, in his words, an inside job. His target is Felix Riseberg, one of the original creators of the Electron framework, who now leads engineering for Claude Code Desktop and Claude Cowork. Riseberg previously ran desktop teams at Slack and Notion, and even wrote a book on Electron. Gruber's argument is that this history, not any real technical necessity, is why Claude ships as an Electron app rather than a native one. He calls the result a lazy Electron clunker that cannot reach native Mac frameworks, and contrasts it unfavorably with ChatGPT's native app. He points to Notion, whose desktop app ballooned past 500 megabytes before the company began moving to a native rebuild that Apple showcased at its developer conference this year. Also today, a look at the shape of open-source artificial intelligence. Simon Willison flagged the gap map from Current AI, a nonprofit founded at the AI Action Summit in Paris in early 2025 and backed by $400 million in committed funding. It bills itself as a global partnership building a public option for AI. The gap map is an attempt to index the field. Version 0.1 catalogs 421 products in depth, 266 software tools, 85 models, 50 datasets, and 20 hardware projects, drawn from 228 organizations and sorted into 14 categories across three layers of the stack. Beyond that, some 24,000 uncategorized artifacts are still waiting to be sorted. The full dataset is published openly under a permissive license, a rare attempt to map where open artificial intelligence is thin and where it is crowded. Turning toward security, a striking data point from Epoch AI serious vulnerability disclosures spiked sharply in June, after Anthropic announced in April that its Claude Mythos preview model could autonomously discover software flaws. Epoch counted roughly 1,500 high-end critical severity vulnerabilities published in June alone, more than 3.5 times the previous monthly record. Ahead of the public release, partners in a coordinated effort that included Microsoft, Google, Apple, and Amazon reportedly used the model to find more than 10,000 high or critical vulnerabilities. Anthropic and OpenAI have framed this as a race to harden critical software before attackers can turn the same capability against it. Epoch is careful with the caveats. The count reflects only public disclosures, and some of the surge may be heightened attention rather than pure capability. That defensive framing runs straight into the next story. Security researchers say they have documented what they believe is the first cyber attack carried out end-to-end by an artificial intelligence agent, with no human at the controls. According to reporting on the incident, an agent nicknamed Jada Puffer broke into a vulnerable server, obtained credentials, encrypted a production database, and demanded a ransom in Bitcoin, adapting its tactics on the fly. In one sequence, it went from a failed login to a working fix in 31 seconds. Researchers noted a grim detail. The agent deleted the data without keeping a backup, so paying the ransom would not have brought it back. The findings have not yet been independently verified, and they echo an episode last year in which a state-linked group hijacked artificial intelligence coding tools to run espionage at scale. Either way, the barrier to automated attacks looks lower than it did a month ago. Staying with artificial intelligence infrastructure, a security researcher has publicly disclosed 5 vulnerabilities in Ollama and Light LLM, 2 popular tools for running and routing large language models, after a 90-day coordinated disclosure window through the HunRay program. In Ollama, the issues center on model parsing and resource limits. A flaw in how the GGUF model format handles a string-length field can crash the service, and an unbounded vocabulary size parameter during model conversion can be pushed to exhaust memory and processor time. In Light LLM, the reported problems span authentication and network boundaries, including an authentication bypass, a server-side request forgery weakness in its custom guardrails, and a Unicode handling flaw. The researcher's broader point is that artificial intelligence infrastructure keeps repeating classic software mistakes in parsing, resource control, and authentication, just in newer packaging. Next, an analysis from Dark Reading on how new Chinese language models are reshaping the security balance. 2 recent models from Chinese firms now compete with the top American systems, and crucially, some of them, like the one referred to as GLM 5.2, ship with open weights. That means anyone can download them and run them on their own hardware. The piece argues this cuts both ways. Defenders gain a capable model they can run privately without sending sensitive data to a cloud API, which matters for operational technology and critical infrastructure, where data sovereignty is a real concern. But attackers gain the same freedom, along with the ability to experiment with stripping away whatever alignment is meant to stop the model from helping with offensive work. Optimized for low cost and customization, these downloadable models widen the range of who can put frontier-grade artificial intelligence to work for defense and for offense alike. In enforcement news, Google, the FBI, and the criminal investigation arm of the IRS have disrupted NetNut, a residential proxy network built on roughly 2 million hijacked devices. NetNut, run by an Israel-based proxy and web scraping provider, had its main site and 2 sister domains seized and replaced with a government notice. Investigators tied it to a botnet known as Pawpaw. The devices were compromised in an unusually consumer-level way. Deceptive software kits were baked into cheap, off-brand Android smart televisions, streaming boxes, and unofficial apps, so a buyer's home internet connection was quietly rented out as a proxy exit point. Google reported that in a single week in June, at least 316 distinct threat groups routed traffic through those nodes for password spraying, credential stuffing, advertising fraud, and data scraping. The takedown, Google said, degraded the network by millions of devices. Finally, a breach to close on. Have I Been Pwned has added Moody Bible Institute after a ransomware and extortion crew known as Shiny Hunters ran a payer leak campaign against the organization in June. When it was not paid, the group published the data, exposing more than 2.3 million unique email addresses along with names, physical addresses, phone numbers, dates of birth, gender, and marital status. The records covered donors, supporters, students, and alumni, a reminder that faith-based and nonprofit institutions sit on exactly the kind of rich personal data these extortion groups look for. Moody says it has brought in internal and external security experts to investigate. The disclosure landed on July 3rd, part of a steady drumbeat of Shiny Hunter's extortion cases over the past year. That is the rundown for July 4th. 10 stories from Anthropic's move into the lab to artificial intelligence agents running attacks on their own, and a reminder that the tools getting more capable are the same ones getting turned against us. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the holiday. We will be back tomorrow.